Derek had a chance to. Chiefs made a few moves in this offseason, guys that surround you with talent. Just what are your thoughts on Vance Walker and Joe Mays? Will be teaming up with Joe Mays?
Well, I'm always excited for the offseason acquisitions that the Chiefs pick up, knowing that we had the same thing going last year for the offseason acquisitions, and it helped out, helped us, you know, get to the playoffs, helped us have a winning season. So this year, it'd be the same process, and we trust Andy Reid and John Dorsey to do their job, and getting Walker. Big guy in front of me. I'm always excited about the big guys doing work in front of me. And Joe Mays is a guy that's experienced at the middle linebacker position, and just had an experienced guy as Akeem just left. So it'll be some good competition at that middle backer spot. And Joe Mays brings a physicality type play that Bob Sutton loves, and we'll see how it works out.
Derek, I'm not trying to push you out the door here, but you've been at this for a while. How many more do you have in you, do you think?
And I'm not counting. I'm not counting down right now. I got a lot left in me. Each off season, I go back to Texas and work out. Working out with Jamal, Charles, it's it keeps you young. And you have to be on your stuff. You have to run fast. You have to be stronger. You have to be smarter. Off-season kind of rejuvenates me, and just gives me a new mindset of, hey, I can do even better than last year. And the way my career has gone, my better years are in my later years. So I'm not counting down, not yet, and got a lot more left.
Down
though.
I'm sorry, go ahead. You ever
apologize
to him about that Pro Bowl hit?
No. I made sure he was all right, though, right after the play. That's about all I did. He's a guy you got to, you know, you got to be on your stuff when you're stepping on the field with Jamal Charles. And I caught him slipping one time and probably won't ever do that again. But as long as he didn't get hurt, that was the main deal. And we were just having fun out there. Not really. I've always got a chip on my shoulder when I step on the field. This last past year, going to the Pro Bowl, I had a touchdown in each of them. So when I step out on the field, I just, you know, not everybody is going really hard. I'm going hard, and that's the only way you can play football from what I know. And the draft got me a little salted, a little bit. It's one of those popularity deals, and hopefully Jamal picks me up if we go, you know, to the Pro Bowl next year. So.
I don't have a number in front of me, but you're talking about counting down to 1,000th tackle. I think he's got a handful left. I mean, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. I didn't even know my count until a couple years ago, and. Just to say that's my mind frame, always to stay humble and just keep working. The chip's going to fall where they may, but I'm excited. I mean, I don't know the exact number that I need, but I know it'll be two or three games, and you know, hopefully we can be in the record books.
What do you get from that? I mean, it's not like a baseball player gets the ball for the 1,000th hit or something.
Hope it's a big play. That's what I'm hoping, or a game-winning tackle, or some kind of big hit in the backfield. Hopefully not a drag-down tackle, you know, an 80-yard run or something like that. So hopefully we the timing is right on that. But I've been blessed, and every year I just come in with a different mindset, and this year there's so much on the table, personally, with the record stuff, and team-wise, we got the sky's the limit for this team, and we just got to put the pieces together.
Derek, can you summarize in your view what happened to your defense in the second half of this year?
It was disappointing for us. As well as we played during the year, especially the first half of the season, to go into the playoffs and play the first half really good. The second half fell apart for whatever reason. But I know, as being a veteran player, you have to learn from your mistakes, even though you say, man, that just shouldn't happen still. But it did, and our main focus is to get better. And if we in that situation again where we have the lead, know how to handle it. And
was that, I mean, you talk about fell apart, very, do you know why you guys fell apart and you just don't want to share it? Or are you searching as much as anybody else for why?
Well, I didn't really watch the game either. It's one of those things where the season's over after you lose that. Maybe I'll look at the tape during this offseason now that we're in football again. But it gives you time. The offseason gives you time to get away from that game because that was disheartening to lose the way we did. But I can't specify what actually went wrong. And, of course, there's a few things out there, X's and O's, that I wouldn't share. But at the same time, I'm responsible for what I do, and I could have played better. And I could have made some plays out there to help us win the game. And losing so closely the way we did, maybe I'll make a couple plays, and it can, you know, it can be the difference maker. So trying to focus on doing my part better and winning the games. So,
having been on the team longer than most, how difficult was it to get over the playoff loss, knowing how rare those opportunities have been? You said you didn't watch it, did you? Did you just try to put it out of your mind, or how hard was it to get over once it happened?
It was hard. It was one of the hardest. This is my second time going to third time going to the playoffs, and the other ones were different. You know, I watched the game right after. You know, I wanted to see every play. This game was not that I was bitter. One of those games where you know you should have won, but it didn't happen. So you got to go into the offseason and get your mind right. And now, if I watch the film of the Colts game, I can dissect it a little better. But at the time, it's just mind frame wasn't right. And I'm sure a lot of guys, veteran guys that were in that game, or probably didn't watch it right after the game like you usually do. But it's a tough loss. But it happens. Be something we'll talk about later on. But if we can get back to that position again, I promise you we'll do a lot better.
So you always play with a chip. Is that a chip?
Yeah, it's definitely a chip. Knowing that we had an opportunity to do even better in the playoffs, and we didn't do it. We didn't take that. We didn't seize the opportunity or seize that moment. We got to do a better job at that. And as a veteran, you got to bring the young guys along to know, hey, we're in this situation again. This needs to happen. This needs to happen. And get the job done.
Team captain, team leader, I know the workouts are voluntary, but when someone doesn't show up, you know, what does that mean for you guys? Is that, do you frown upon that? Do you put peer pressure on guys to show up? What does it mean?
Well, you worry about the guys that's here, and you let the front office worry about who's not here. That's being a veteran each year, going into my 10th year. That's how it's always been. And as long as when the season hits and when training camp hits, we got all our guys, that's what I'm worried about.
What brings you here, Derek? Why do you show up all the time for these off-season workouts? What's better about being here than being Texas?
Well, you got to be around the guys. I like to be around the guys. I'm a team-oriented guy. I like to be around the guys. This is my job, too, you know. Chiefs pay me to play football, and playing football is just not, you know, during the fall. It's year round. I'm working out at Texas during off season. You know, when scheduled to be here on the 21st with all the guys, that's what I'm scheduled to do. Nobody's bigger than team, and I've always, you know, felt that way. And I don't know anything else. I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah. This is where I'm at.
You guys good? All right. Thank you.
Cool.